Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 52. If you'd like to have a copy of it, then Sharon will send you a copy. If you specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape, they're both free, including the postage and handling.
I've been doing a series on a piece of literature that the Lord gave me entitled Another Pearl Harbor. This is part 8 today. And we have a couple of letters. And the letters are from where?
India and Africa.
India and Africa. A lot of people say, well, what about God? Does he care about the people in Africa, in the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa and India? There's more godly people in Africa than there is here in the United States. And we have like hundreds of people there that are distributors of my literature and tapes and Bibles that we send to them. And there's very few people in the United States that are on the right doctrine. I see millions of people here that are in the fallen away, quote, church, unquote. There's millions of them that are into religion and into this false Christianity, the fallen away church, which has joined the Antichrist because they love false doctrine. They're into religions. They like false religions because these false religions, such as Roman Catholicism, tell them that they can sin. Like the mafia, they can kill, murder somebody, and then come in at nighttime and light a candle, and that the candle will take away their sins. Or they can go and confess to some reprobate child molester that's behind the screen and tell them, oh, Father, I have sinned. I have murdered several people, and I have also committed fornication and adultery with other men's wives, and so on. Please, all right, you go say some Hail Marys and Our Fathers, and how much money have you got? Throw it in the till over here. Okay, I will do that. That's a religion that a lot of phonies like to belong to. But candles cannot take away sin. Saying Our Fathers or Holy Marys or anything like that can take away sin. The Bible says that the only thing that can take away sin is the blood of Jesus. But this is one thing that this phony religion will not tell you. And that the Bible says for you to go and sin no more. And the Bible also tells you that once Christ enters into your body with his Father, by the Spirit, that you have the power to not sin anymore. But you don't want to stop sinning because you are sin-loving people. And you're hypocrites and liars. And there's got to be somebody tell you. And I guess the job is left up to me. It's such a thankless job. You know, very few people in the world out of the billions. Now, I get thousands of people that thank me. But out of the billions, you'd think there would be millions and millions of people thanking me because I'm telling them how to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I'm telling them the straight and narrow way there is to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says that you have to be productive, that you have to do something for the Lord every day, not listen to Chunky Cheesecake, you know, or the Chipmunks and things like that. That's for little tiny kids can do that kind of stuff. When people grow up and they've reached the age of puberty and they have reached the age of awareness of what the Lord requires of them, they're not allowed to sit around all day and do things like that. But you're to take up the cross and deny yourself watching Chunky Cheesecake and the Chipmunks and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and all the other fantasies that people like so much, Porky the Pig and Bugs the Bunny and all these different characters. So you say, well, you don't like that because you're not a Gentile, a idol worshiper like us. Yes, I don't like you either. God doesn't like you either, and that's the most important thing you should worry about, is not as to whether I like you or not. I like you enough to tell you the truth about the gospel so that you can repent, and so that you can get right with God, and so that you can go to heaven. But you don't like that. That seems you've made me your enemy because I'm telling you the truth. How evil can you possibly get? You can't get more evil than that, or you can't get any more warped in your thinking than that. But anyway, we have a couple of letters here. But before that, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to open up your demented minds with his Spirit and open up your reprobate heart so that his Holy Spirit can enter into you. And he can do that, you know. He's come into some of the most demented people. I can testify to that. I was once a demented person and a reject of God, and the Lord did that to me around 41 years ago. And so if he could do it with me and also the Apostle Paul, he can do it with you. So be of good cheer. There's still hope for you as long as you're alive, unless you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit, that is to deny his word and to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, or to take the mark of the beast. In other words, to join in with the one world government, cult, and media, and believe them over the Lord. That is a big no-no, because there's no forgiveness for that in this world, nor is there any forgiveness for that sin in the world to come. So let's all pray that God will open up your reprobate weasel hearts and minds so that you can receive the truth, and also that your heart will open enough to receive the Lord Jesus Christ with his Father by the Spirit, that you can get saved. Because just think, it's a wonderful world. To me, it was so wonderful when the Lord came down and talked to me that there's more than this world. It was so pleasing to me. I thought, it's everything is over with. There's nothing in the whole universe or anything, because there is no God. And then God showed himself to me in an extremely supernatural way. And you can get a copy of my literature, or request a copy of my testimony tape, and we'll definitely cheerfully send it to you. We don't charge any money for these things. And you'll see that it is something much better than this world. There is the world to come, the kingdom of heaven. And it's real. And before, I didn't believe it either until the Lord gave me a supernatural experience. And you may say, well, I would believe too if the Lord gave me a supernatural experience. The Lord says that people are saved by hearing the gospel. So you tune your ears in. And that's why I'm asking the Lord to open your spiritual ears, your spiritual mind, your spiritual understanding and wisdom and understanding and knowledge. Receive knowledge from the Lord. Receive salvation into your heart. That inner man of yours, you've got a spirit in there. When you die, that body that's laying there is really not you. The you is going to go on to be in eternity, either in heaven or in the lake of fire, hell and the lake of fire. So right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to pierce through the darkness. The Bible says that the whole world is asleep, lying in darkness, and that he sent his Son into the world, and we're part of his body. We're the continuation of the Lord's incarnation here on earth. He sent the Lord and his body into the world, so that there be a light to shine for you to see. And of course, if our language was the same as yours, it would delight you. But the word of the Lord is a vexation, and it's foolishness to those of you who are going to go to hell. But the Lord says that it pleased him that the world would be saved by the foolishness of preaching the gospel. And so therefore, I've been called to preach this gospel to you. And Father, we ask that you open their hearts, their minds, their reprobate hearts, their rejected of God minds and their souls, their rejected souls, and open them up so that they'll want to be saved. So they'll be sick and tired of the kind of life there is without any consolation, that they're going to die and there's going to hell. There's no consolation in that. But Lord, open up their minds, their hearts and souls to be able to receive your Spirit, to receive the blood that you shed for them on the cross to wash all their sins away, and for you with the Father by the Spirit to enter in to their mortal souls so that they become immortal. And Lord, lift the church up higher, on higher ground, strengthen the church, and make them know, Lord, that you're observing everything that they're doing and all the things that they are not doing as well. And Lord, let their souls be saved, the people that are listening out in Radio Land. And we'll ask all these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now where's the first letter from?
From Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay, let's hear it.
To the respected Pastor Alamo, greetings to you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am from Andhra Pradesh of India. Pastor, I would like to thank you for the materials you have sent me. May the Lord Jesus bless you abundantly. We are busy.
He really does bless me abundantly, so I don't worry about that. Because I don't. I just do the work of the Lord and let the Lord bless me, and He does. Then what?
We are busy in distributing those literatures and newsletters. Pastor, your literature has given a great impact in many of the people's lives, especially mass suicide has been a life-transforming tract in many young people's lives.
That's the piece of literature that we'll read next, after this another Pearl Harbor. Because it talks about the people of the world are committing mass suicide by not allowing themselves to receive the Lord. And I pray always that the Lord will use my mouth to say everything that He wants to be said. And a lot of people say, the Lord doesn't speak that way. I beg to differ with you. Why don't you read the Bible and you'll see the way the Lord really is. He's the same one that drowned the world. He's the same person that barbecued Sodom and Gomorrah. He's the same one that said He hates as well as loves certain people, and He hates certain people. And He's a God of wrath, fiery indignation, and judgment. The Bible, all of God's ways are judgment. He judges everything we say and do. And He's judging everyone. Everything that we do is in a something much better than a computer. Everything is being computed by the Lord. And you can't get it off unless you are not saved yet, and then unless you repent and get it washed away with the blood of Jesus. Because only the blood of Jesus can take away sin. And then He says, take up your cross, deny yourself, and sin no more. And if you don't, if the gospel becomes so familiar to you that you ignore it, then you're in worse trouble than a person that doesn't even know the gospel, that has never heard it before, and just gets saved. An unsaved person that gets saved now is much better than an old dog, somebody that's been saved for years, and then they decide to depart from the Lord and not do anything, to just sit around and just think that one job is theirs and that they don't need to be observant of everything around them. These are dogs that have gone back to their vomit, the Bible says. They're not pigs, sows that have gone back to the wallowing in their sin, their mud. Okay, let's continue on.
Thank you for sending those precious and wonderful materials to us. I am still receiving responses from many people.
See how on fire they are when they really get saved? They don't get tired of well-doing. The Lord says, be careful that you don't become weary in well-doing. That'd be like you working in a factory out in the world and you get tired of it to where you don't do anything anymore. Well, those are the people who won't keep you. There's all kinds of eager people that are young that want to come in and go to work and do a good day's job. Like if I was running a factory, or you were, and you saw somebody just sitting down on the job all day, and there's a line of people outside that want to go to work and do a honest day's work, you're going to get rid of that deadhead that's sitting on their rear end, and you're going to get rid of them and hire somebody that really wants to tear that place up for you. And that's the way the Lord is. He says, if you become lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Okay? And spew you out of my body. And so that's very important for people that get hot. He wants us red hot, full of fire, fuego. Otherwise, you're gone. And you're never going to come back. So don't get tired of well-doing. Don't be weary of well-doing, because if you do, that's a commandment that you break that will cause your soul to be stuffed into hell in the lake of fire. I'm not trying to use scare tactics. I'm just telling you what the Lord says. And if you want to take it that way, that the Lord is using some kind of cruel language to cause you to just work for nothing, if you think that entering the kingdom of heaven and staying out of hell is nothing, then you deserve, according to God, you deserve to spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. And if you think that you're screaming and yelling and pleading and crying down there will do you any good, forget it. The Lord says He will not listen. Okay, I hope you capito, I hope you comprende, that you understand, that you verstehen. Okay, capito, comprende, well, you understand, huh? Okay, and then go.
We are busy in bringing souls to Christ. Please send us Telugu and English Bibles for the ones who are newly coming to the church.
See, this fire is on fire. You don't hear that in dead churches. You don't hear that. Yeah? please, we want to save souls. We want to win them, and we see that your literature is doing it, so send it to us right away. This falls on deaf ears, on some of the people even in my own church. So there's no one church alone that is immune from having dead people in it. But the Lord, we're living in the 11th chapter of Revelation, so the Lord is telling true pastors to get the dead people out. He says, measure them. The 11th chapter of Revelation says, measure the people to see if they qualify to enter the kingdom of heaven. In other words, measure them with the word of God. In other words, it's the same thing as telling, judge them with my word. Not with your judgment, but by my word. If they commit adultery, get them out of there. They don't care anything about souls. If people are calling and requesting and sending in faxes and emails with all kinds of questions, and they won't even give them to the leader of the church, that means that they're dead. And you have to remove them and put somebody in that is concerned, like this person here is. Don't you think? All right, so you people, even in my church, those of you that are dead or dying, get right, or else you have to leave, because I will obey the Lord's commandments of measure them up, and the ones that don't measure up, put them outside the church with the Gentiles, the disbelievers, the unbelievers. Okay, then what does the rest of this zealous person say?
Especially, Pastor, you have sent us a letter telling us that you will send us some t-shirts and sweatshirts. Please send us some. We are in need of them, either black or white.
These are t-shirts that have the Tony Alamo Christian Ministries logo on it, on the front and back, and they were willing to send them to people that are distributors of the literature. Okay, and then what else?
Thank you for sending. We are daily praying for you and your ministry. Many blessings from God be with you and those people who are busy serving in your ministry. Thank you, yours and his work, Pastor Satyanandam. From Andhra Pradesh, India.
So these people, the people think that there's people in India who are not saved and some in Africa. Why, there's more gospel over there. True gospel. I mean, I say there's all kinds of false prophets on TV and other places here in the United States. But over there, I mean, they're really on fire. Lots of born-again Christians there in India and Africa and the Philippines and other places in the world. Okay, then what?
The next letter?
Yes. Well, where is that from?
From Benin, Africa.
Africa. We're just one station alone, we're hitting over 1.5 billion people there. 1.5 billion people. That's 1.5 billion souls that we are hitting in Africa. Okay, go ahead.
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, first of all, I want to address all my greetings to you and your ministry. I would also like to express my thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for your wonderful free gift. Dear Pastor, I have well received the literature and French Messiah books that you shipped to me. I have given this literature out to the heathen in the cities and countryside.
See, they call their own people heathen. There's some very strong black people that are bringing the gospel to their country, and they're doing their best to win the rest of those people there that are not yet saved. They're heathen, Gentiles. Okay, then what?
This has helped us win many lost souls. We are praying that you would send us some French Bibles and pamphlets. We need them to evangelize the people better who are not able to get the literature. We would really like it if you could send us a videotape in which you preach the good news. This would help us witness to others. Allow me to ask you some questions. How has the Lord blessed you that you have been able to bring help to all the countries of the world?
Okay, I'd like to answer these questions because the Lord wants you to be evangelized. And anyone that would tell it like it is, not caring if they offend carnal people at all, because when the Bible says to not offend one of his little ones, that doesn't mean unsaved people. If the gospel offends unsaved people, too bad. God doesn't care. He says, you know, that's fine. But you don't want to offend the Lord or the Lord's people. That's what the Lord says. He says it's better for a millstone that's so big that it must be driven by an ox to be hanged about a person's neck that offends one of his little ones. That means born-again Christians that are preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he doesn't make any statements like that If he says, my word offends a person that is unsaved or saved, he said, blessed is the person that is not offended at me. In other words, my word and my body, which is the people that are bringing my messages in the world today. So be careful about offending born of the Spirit Christians that are really bringing the gospel. Now, there's a bunch of people that are just crowds, millions of people are following them and everything, and they're just as haywire as the devil is because they're preaching false doctrine. And if you don't know the Bible, you don't know whether they're preaching false doctrine or true doctrine. And you may swear by it because the person makes you feel good with the fallacy that they're telling you. It's just like the government tells you that they're going to raise the minimum wage scale. That makes you feel good. You know, real good. But if it's the Antichrist government, it's the same thing as sucking on the breast of asps or spider milk. Esau sold his soul for a bowl of porridge, like a little bowl of food. And that's what people are doing today. They're giving their souls away so you can stand in the cheese line and get themselves a box of cheese and some crackers or a bag of flour. And you're not trusting the Lord to feed you and to open up doors and give food unto you like he does us or anyone that's really serving him. So be careful about offending and learn that scripture. You know, you say, well, you offend me. And a lot of Muslims and a lot of false, like Roman Catholics, say that the gospel that I preach offends them. Well, that's just too bloody bad, because this is the word of God, and if God offends you, then he's going to offend you permanently for eternity. You're going to hell in the lake of fire because he doesn't care a continental toot whether you're offended, especially at his word. And that's why God is covering up a lot of cities in this world today with disease, infirmities, sickness. He calls it pestilence. And with water and hurricanes and tsunamis, because you're offending him, because you're offended at him. And he said, if you don't love his word, if his word offends you, he's going to send you strong delusion to make you believe a lie. And what lie? What lie will he make us believe? Hello, who is it? Jehovah's Witness, open the door. You open the door and let it come on in. They're the ones that will deceive you and give you strong delusions. And also the Vatican and the Roman Catholic cult and Mohammedism, Islamism, Buddhism, Hinduism, and Shintoism, and all the other isms in the world that are false. You're receiving delusions by these people, and God is allowing you to believe them. The Bible says, believe only on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That there's no other name given among men whereby you must, absolutely must be saved, but the name of Jesus. And so if you don't agree with that, then you are operating under delusion. And God has made it that way that your souls might be damned. All right, now keep going.
I want to know if you were blessed before you started the work of God, or if it is from this work, the ministry, that the Lord has blessed you.
Are you, sir, you can't be serious. I was never blessed before until I got saved and began studying the scriptures and started doing, not just reading the Bible. So many people think that you're doing God a favor by you reading the Bible and praying. That isn't doing God a favor, that's doing you a favor, because you're receiving faith to be able to receive eternal life and healing and all the other things that the Lord blesses people with that seek him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. When I started doing that, that was the only time I've really been blessed in my life. Now, everybody is blessed in the world that they're able to breathe air and drink water and eat food and things like that, but you're not really blessed of the Lord until you're saved.
How could someone collaborate with you to do good evangelizing in Benin to honor the Lord?
Well, all you have to do is just request literature, and if you have any questions in regard to the Bible, just ask them. I've been studying the Bible for going on 41 years now, plus I talk to the Lord all the time. A lot of people say, well, who do you think you are that you know all the answers? I don't, but I study the Word of God, and I seek Him all the time, and He has all the answers, and He gives them to me, okay? And if you call me or write me, I'll give the answers that God gave to me to you, and then you'll be wise, all right? So, okay, then what?
Could you come to visit us here in Benin for the glory of God? I am not going to finish without saluting the brothers and sisters in Christ who are helping you do God's work. Thank you for your understanding. God bless you, and may the peace of God always remain with you. Matthew from Benin, Africa.
Okay, so that's it for letters tonight. Amen.
Well, my time is up. I'm actually a minute past my time. And so what we do is we'll just get saved right now. All right? Just say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe He died on the cross and shed His precious blood to cleanse away all my sins. And I believe that You, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart. And I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus, and You, Father, and the Holy Spirit, because You three are one. Lord, wash all my sins away. You will not turn me away. You will save my soul. I know because Your word says so. Your word says that You'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that You have heard me, and I know that You have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, just always be thankful for salvation, because without it, people would be forever in the lake of fire. Share and tell them how to receive a copy of this program, number 52.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
I really pray that you will tune in tomorrow, because we'll empower you and make you aware of the evil things and the good things that are happening in this world today. And it should encourage your heart a lot, because the coming of the Lord is at hand because of the great falling away of the church, and the devil has entered into the temple of God, which is the born-again Christians, many of them. And that's one of the last signs before the Lord comes back to earth again. Except now we're going to see a lot of these plagues. They're going to get worse and worse. What you've seen is nothing in comparison to what's going to happen. Well, anyway, until tomorrow, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying, praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.